Anglický jazyk, úroveň A2, poslechová část testu 1.
Task 1. You will hear 5 dialogues. For each dialogue, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D. Dialogue 1.
Oh, they are beautiful.
And fresh too. Imported from Argentina. Not like those from a greenhouse. They have no taste now in winter.
Can I try one?
Sure, as many as you want. How is it?
Oh, very juicy. But not very sweet.
They don't have much sugar, but they are very good. And they smell nice.
Okay. I will take 1/2 kilo on the way back.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Oh, they are beautiful.
And fresh too. Imported from Argentina. Not like those from a greenhouse. They have no taste now in winter.
Can I try one?
Sure, as many as you want. How is it?
Oh, very juicy, but not very sweet.
They don't have much sugar, but they are very good, and they smell nice.
Okay, I will take 1/2 kilo on the way back.
Dialogue 2. Nigel, could you come to my office when you finish classes today, please?
Me? Yes, of course.
Come in.
You wanted to talk to me, Mr. Sparling.
Yes, Nigel. Sit down, please. I want to talk to you about your Spanish.
Has Miss Sardinero told you about my presentation on La Corrida? I haven't had much time to prepare it because I had to...
Nigel, she's talked to me, or rather, I've asked her about you myself. She's very pleased with you this year. She says she can't explain the change, but you're working very hard. You're much better at Spanish grammar, and you know more words. You're also very active in her lessons.
Did she say that?
I wanted to tell you this. Anyway, there was something else I wanted to ask. We're going to have some visitors from Seville next month. 1 teacher and 10 students. Do you think you could help us when they are here?
Me? Yes, of course. How many girls are there in the group?
Listen to the dialogue again. Nigel, could you come to my office when you finish classes today, please?
Me? Yes, of course.
Come in.
You wanted to talk to me, Mr. Sparling.
Yes, Nigel. Sit down, please. I want to talk to you about your Spanish.
Has Miss Sardinero told you about my presentation on La Corrida? I haven't had much time to prepare it because I had to...
Nigel, she's talked to me, or rather, I've asked her about you myself. She's very pleased with you this year. She says she can't explain the change, but you're working very hard. You're much better at Spanish grammar, and you know more words. You're also very active in her lessons.
Did she say that?
I wanted to tell you this. Anyway, there was something else I wanted to ask. We're going to have some visitors from Seville next month. 1 teacher and 10 students. Do you think you could help us when they are here?
Me? Yes, of course. How many girls are there in the group?
Dialogue 3.
Mum, what question would you ask Julia MacDonald?
Julia MacDonald? The Scottish singer? I don't know. Maybe... What did you have to do to win Teen Idol? Why are you asking, Jim?
There's a competition in a music magazine. The winner will get a notebook and will meet Julia MacDonald. Lewis wants to go in for the competition, if he wins.
What must you do in the competition?
Everyone must prepare 7 questions for Julia and send them in by the end of May. Julia will read everyone's questions, but she will answer the questions sent by one reader only.
How will she choose him or her?
That's it. She will choose the person who writes the best questions. The most interesting ones for her and for the other readers, perhaps. If you ask boring questions like, have you ever sung and danced in the street, you won't have much chance.
I see. And she won't answer questions which are very personal either. Okay, Jim, you want to win? Try to prepare a few questions and I'll tell you what I think about them.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Mum, what question would you ask Julia MacDonald?
Julia MacDonald? The Scottish singer? I don't know. Maybe... What did you have to do to win Teen Idol? Why are you asking, Jim?
There's a competition in a music magazine. The winner will get a notebook and will meet Julia MacDonald. Lewis wants to go in for the competition, if he wins.
What must you do in the competition?
Everyone must prepare 7 questions for Julia and send them in by the end of May. Julia will read everyone's questions, but she will answer the questions sent by one reader only.
How will she choose him or her?
That's it. She will choose the person who writes the best questions. The most interesting ones for her and for the other readers, perhaps. If you ask boring questions like, have you ever sung and danced in the street, you won't have much chance.
I see. And she won't answer questions which are very personal either. Okay, Jim, you want to win? Try to prepare a few questions and I'll tell you what I think about them.
Dialogue 4. Sarah, have you always wanted to be a guide?
I've always been interested in foreign countries, in their history and problems, and mainly in the way people live there. So perhaps yes, but I know I don't want to be a guide all my life.
Why not?
I spend 9 months of the year abroad. When I get married, my family will be more important than my job.
Oh, of course. Anyway, visiting exciting places is the pleasant part of your job. Meeting a lot of new people who can sometimes be difficult is another part. Have you ever had any problems with tourists?
Every guide could talk for a long time about his or her clients. Some people are often late, for example. Well, this is a problem not only for the guide, but for the whole group too. Some people often ask about silly things, for example, if the driver is married or why something is expensive. But most tourists are nice people.
That's called positive thinking. Is there anything you don't like about your job?
Well, I don't like people who just want to show you how clever they are and who ask me really hard questions. They are very happy when I can't answer or when they correct me.
How do you feel then?
Like a student at school. But I try to keep smiling and take it easy. That's the key to success in difficult situations.
Listen to the dialogue again. Sarah, have you always wanted to be a guide?
I've always been interested in foreign countries, in their history and problems, and mainly in the way people live there. So perhaps yes, but I know I don't want to be a guide all my life.
Why not?
I spend 9 months of the year abroad. When I get married, my family will be more important than my job.
Oh, of course. Anyway, visiting exciting places is the pleasant part of your job. Meeting a lot of new people who can sometimes be difficult is another part. Have you ever had any problems with tourists?
Every guide could talk for a long time about his or her clients. Some people are often late, for example. Well, this is a problem not only for the guide, but for the whole group too. Some people often ask about silly things, for example, if the driver is married or why something is expensive. But most tourists are nice people.
That's called positive thinking. Is there anything you don't like about your job?
Well, I don't like people who just want to show you how clever they are and who ask me really hard questions. They are very happy when I can't answer or when they correct me.
How do you feel then?
Like a student at school. But I try to keep smiling and take it easy. That's the key to success in difficult situations.
Dialogue 5.
Mel, do you know you're the only Malvina I know?
Well, I don't know any other girl with the same name.
I wanted to say, it's not a usual name like Michael.
No, this name has never been very popular. I would choose a different name for my baby.
Have you ever asked your parents why they chose that name for you?
I didn't have to. I was 6 or 7 and my father was taking me to school by car when we heard on the radio, Malvina, Malvina, be happy, my girl. My father told me I am Malvina because of that song. It was not a big hit when my mother was young, but she loved the song as well as the singer, and she couldn't find a better name for her first child. Anyway, I didn't like the song at all at that time. When I was a young girl, I also wished I had a different name, something more traditional, like Jane or Katie.
But are you happy about your name now?
Now? I think so. I think Malvina is a nice name, especially if you know there is a meaning in the word.
And what does your name mean?
A fine lady, Michael.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Mel, do you know you're the only Malvina I know?
Well, I don't know any other girl with the same name.
I wanted to say, it's not a usual name like Michael.
No, this name has never been very popular. I would choose a different name for my baby.
Have you ever asked your parents why they chose that name for you?
I didn't have to. I was 6 or 7 and my father was taking me to school by car when we heard on the radio, Malvina, Malvina, be happy, my girl. My father told me I am Malvina because of that song. It was not a big hit when my mother was young, but she loved the song as well as the singer, and she couldn't find a better name for her first child. Anyway, I didn't like the song at all at that time. When I was a young girl, I also wished I had a different name, something more traditional, like Jane or Katie.
But are you happy about your name now?
Now? I think so. I think Malvina is a nice name, especially if you know there is a meaning in the word.
And what does your name mean?
A fine lady, Michael.
Task 2. You will hear a pupil presenting his project on Oscar Wilde. Complete each question with one word or number.
Oscar Wilde was born on 16th October 1854 in Dublin in Ireland. He was an Irish writer. He was the second child. He had one older brother and one younger sister. His father, William Wilde, was an important Irish ear and eye doctor, and his mother, Jane Francesca Wilde, was a successful writer. She wrote poetry. Some of Oscar Wilde's works are The Picture of Dorian Gray, The Importance of Being Earnest, and Salome. Oscar didn't go to any school up to the age of 9. He was educated at home. He studied different subjects and also French at home. Later on, he studied in Dublin and in Oxford. When he finished his studies, he taught at universities in London, the United States, Canada, and Paris. In 1881, he met Constance Lloyd. They got married 3 years later. They had sons, Cyril and Vivian. 10 years later, Oscar met Lloyd Alfred, Bosie Douglas, and they soon became lovers. Because of his homosexuality, Oscar was sent to prison for 2 years. After this happened, his wife changed her and his son's last name to Holland. Later on, Oscar moved to France, changed his name, and lived there until his death. He died in Paris in 1900. He was only 46 years old.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Oscar Wilde was born on 16th October 1854 in Dublin in Ireland. He was an Irish writer. He was the second child. He had one older brother and one younger sister. His father, William Wilde, was an important Irish ear and eye doctor, and his mother, Jane Francesca Wilde, was a successful writer. She wrote poetry. Some of Oscar Wilde's works are The Picture of Dorian Gray, The Importance of Being Earnest, and Salome. Oscar didn't go to any school up to the age of 9. He was educated at home. He studied different subjects and also French at home. Later on, he studied in Dublin and in Oxford. When he finished his studies, he taught at universities in London, the United States, Canada, and Paris. In 1881, he met Constance Lloyd. They got married 3 years later. They had sons, Cyril and Vivian. 10 years later, Oscar met Lloyd Alfred, Bosie Douglas, and they soon became lovers. Because of his homosexuality, Oscar was sent to prison for 2 years. After this happened, his wife changed her and his son's last name to Holland. Later on, Oscar moved to France, changed his name, and lived there until his death. He died in Paris in 1900. He was only 46 years old.
Konec poslechové části testu.